You're listening to Heart to Heart with Dr. Lena on Intergalactic FM. Heart to Heart.
Heart to Heart.
Can you help?
Heart to Heart.
Heart to Heart.
Can you help?
Good evening and welcome to Heart to Heart with Dr. Lena.
Do you want to change your life but don't know what you want to do? Do you have a problem with following through on everything that you start? If you answered yes to either or both of these questions, I've got some really good news for you. Until now, only a small number of successful people have learned these amazing life-changing secrets that will guarantee you change your life for the better and realize your dreams. Here's where you start. Heart to Heart on Intergalactic FM. I'm Dr. Lena, and I'm here to help you find the secret to making your dreams come true. Our first question of the night comes to us from Leo Slayer in Scotland. He writes, I keep getting drunk and being a bit loud. Do you have any advice for drunken volume control? Well, Leo, I have a few friends with this problem, so I understand the pain it can cause to those around you. It's not an easy one to solve, but a little self-awareness can go a long way. Also, try and pay attention to the people around you. Are girls constantly flapping their hands in a downward motion and shushing you? This probably means you need to lower your voice. One possible solution is to wear a good pair of earplugs, the kind that are made for going to gig. Whenever I wear these, I always end up talking in a whisper because I don't realize how loud I need to be in order to be heard over the noise in the room. So it might work for you. Give that a shot, or consider drinking a little bit less. Even small amounts of alcohol can cause people to become more animated in speech and movement. This is due to increased metabolism in areas of the brain associated with movement, such as the nigrostriatal pathway. This causes reward systems in the brain to become more active, and combined with reduced understanding of the consequences of their behavior, can induce people to behave in an uncharacteristically loud and cheerful manner. If you really can't lower your voice, you might want to consider trying to be a little more interesting or amusing. People are much less likely to get annoyed with a loud, drunk guy if he's really, really funny. Leo, this song is for you. It's Quiet Life by Japan.
Yeah.
Our next question of the night comes to us from Stanley Knives in London. He writes, "Dear Dr. Lena, a crazed woman has been harassing me lately with unnecessary and unfounded allegations about my carefully coiffured and meticulously maintained hair. She obviously does not appreciate the fine art of hairstyling, and I feel that my reputation is suffering as a result of her slanderous jibes. Please advise me with which action I should take. Yours, Stanley Knives." Hi, Stan. Thanks for writing in. Coincidentally, Heart to Heart is currently based in London, so I know firsthand how intense the coiffurature can get around here. That said, you sound a little bit defensive. Don't you think that it's possible that this crazed woman, as you call her, only has your best interests at heart? Maybe she knows how humiliated you'll be in 10 years when you see pictures of yourself with that electroclash haircut and just wants to spare you that misery. Or maybe she's only thinking of herself and thinks that you're a nice guy but is genuinely embarrassed to be seen with you. Either way, Stan, I have a strong feeling that this woman is dead right. Sometime when you aren't hopped up on drugs, take a good long look at yourself in the mirror and see if you can get a chuckle out of it the way the rest of us do. Stan, you asked what action you should take. I'd say get a haircut. Up next is Hairdresser on Fire by Morrissey.
Here is London, giddy London, is it home of the free or can you squeeze me into we'll be right back.
You're listening to Heart to Heart with Dr. Lena.
Intergalactic FM.
Our next question of the night is, Dr. Lena, I'm an unusually hairy dude, and I'm self-conscious about that. I dream at night of achieving a suntanned, plucked chicken torso like the guys in Abercrombie ads. But manscaping seems a little frou-frou for me. What's your opinion? Signed, Fred Voltaire, New Orleans, USA. Fred, the Dr. Lena credo is, try and love who you are, no matter who you are. If you can't do it, it's unlikely anyone else will either. But if you really want to be a bronze god, why not give it a go? Hit up a tanning salon and get a body wax. If you're going to try out male grooming, now is the time. Spas usually have special packages just for men that can include manicures, pedicures, waxing, and general decadence. In terms of hair removal, many salons do a back, sack, and crack wax just for men. If it's your dream to look like a Peruvian hairless dog, you don't want to spend the rest of your life wishing you had at least tried. Give it a shot, but it's very possible that you aren't going to think it's worth it once you do. There's nothing wrong with a little manscaping, but these larger jobs can end up taking more time, mental energy, and physical pain than you might want to dedicate to this sort of project. But don't stop yourself from doing it because you don't think it's manly. I commend any man that can tolerate the terrific pain and sheer indignity of having someone pour hot wax on your nether bits and then ripping it off. There's a happy medium, of course. Most chicks appreciate a little trimming if you're an absolute beast. But even if you are, there are a lot of women, and men, that would be completely into you au naturel. Here's a song I picked just for you. Lucy Loves Hairy Boys by Lucy Montenegro on Mustache Records. We'll be right back. Next question comes from Heather. She writes, Dear Dr. Lena, I had a dream I saved a pregnant woman from slavery by pretending to be Christian Slater. I only found out because one of the guards had seen some of Christian Slater's movies. What does it mean? Well, Heather, according to the Gestalt approach to dreams, the figures in your dreams may represent hidden parts of yourself. The way you wish you could be, the way you used to be, parts you try to deny, your hidden potentials, or something that is missing in your personality. It's possible that everything in the dream, every person, object, and event represents fragmented parts of yourself. The pregnant woman is probably a part of yourself that you feel like you've rescued from something, some sort of bondage or restriction. The guard is the part of you that feels conflicted about this bondage. And Christian Slater, well, he's that super hot 80s teen star that talked like Jack Nicholson.
We'll be right back.
Heart to Heart.
Intergalactic FM.
Our next question of the night is, Dear Dr. Lena, I have a problem. I play a lot of squash and racket sports. It keeps me looking awesome, but recently I've discovered this really gross kind of rash developing in my private areas. I showed one of my friends and she said it was ringworm. Apparently it's some kind of fungus. I nearly hurled. I went out and bought the strongest effing antifungal cream I could get my hands on, but what the hell am I supposed to do in the meantime? It takes at least 2 weeks to clear up, and I have my third date with this totally hot guy this weekend. The third date is supposed to be the sex date, and I don't want to let this guy down. Should I just try and keep the lights off and hope he doesn't notice? Help. Moldy in Miami. Wow, Moldy. Sounds like you've got a serious case of jock itch. Ringworm is a general term used to refer to a number of different contagious fungal infections of the skin, scalp, or nails. The condition is known as ringworm because it can leave a ring-like red rash on the skin. When it's in the groin area, it's known as jock itch. It doesn't have anything to do with worms and may be caused by simple mechanical irritation, infections like bacteria and yeast, or other non-infectious skin condition. Causes of jock itch include the following. Moisture, warmth, and skin friction in the groin folds, tight occlusive clothing and undergarments that trap in sweat, contact with fungus and yeasts, and contact with bacteria. In addition to your effing antifungal cream, it's time to ditch the slutty undies and put on a big old pair of cotton granny panties. And don't forget to change them every day. As for your date, bad news, Moldy. Jock itch may be contagious. It can be passed from one person to the next by direct skin-to-skin contact or contact with unwashed clothing. Give the date a pass. There's nothing that scares a man away from commitment like catching ringworm on the first encounter. This song is called Itchy Itchy, and it's by Professor Morrison's Lollipop, and it's for you, Moldy in Miami. Our last question of the night comes to us from Brad in the Netherlands. Technically, it came to us from a Dutch name in the Netherlands, but because I couldn't figure out how to pronounce it, I'm sorry, but your name is now Brad. He writes, "Dear Dr. Lena, recently my girlfriend and I broke up. Turns out she's been cheating on me with one of my best friends. What is the best way to take revenge?" Dude, I am sorry to hear that. There's nothing that can make a person feel worse than being cheated on. But no matter how hurt and angry you are right now, revenge doesn't usually make you feel better in the long term. Doing hurtful and destructive things to other people usually comes back at you and only increases the level of negativity in your life, which is the last thing you need right now. Karma's a bitch, as they say. And posting snide status messages on Facebook will just make you look pathetic. It's generally agreed upon that the best revenge you can get on an ex is to be as successful and attractive as possible and to get a much hotter girlfriend the next time around. I can just about guarantee this will make your ex feel like she's been kicked in the stomach. The other situation you might want to deal with is your friend who hooked up with your girlfriend. What kind of friend is that? Hasn't he ever heard the term bros before hoes? Kick that guy to the curb. You deserve better friends. And our last song of the night is Revenge by Ministry. I'm happy to announce you can now leave a message on the Heartline to be answered on the next show. From inside the U.S., call 646-789-LENA. That's 646-789-5462. From outside the U.S., dial 001-646-789-5462. And remember, the key to happiness is having dreams. The key to success is making dreams come true. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Heart to Heart. We'll be on again next Tuesday at 2200 Central European Time, or 9 p.m. in the UK. To submit questions, hear past episodes, and learn more, please visit us at intergalacticfm.com/hearttoheart. Don't get too comfortable with who you are at any given time. You may miss the opportunity to become who you want to be. Jon Bon Jovi.
Listen to the new talk show on IFM, Heart to Heart with Dr. Lena. Send in your problems and she will give you the answers.